It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. A man was hospitalized Tuesday with life-threatening injuries after falling off the border wall in Sunland Park. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials said the incident happened around 5 in the morning. Sunland Park firefighters said that the 40-year-old man fell approximately 30 feet from the wall. Officials said the man was initially found unconscious and paramedics performed CPR on him. The victim was transported to University Medical Center where he was listed in serious condition. The man's identity wasn't released by authorities. Around 60 Texans have been arrested for their roles in the January 6th insurrection. That list grew by two more this week. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports.
Federal prosecutors say Donald Hazard and Lucas Denny assaulted Capitol Police with weapons. Hazard is accused of pulling an officer down the Capitol steps and knocking him unconscious and trying to wrestle his gun away. Both men are members of a paramilitary group called the Patriot Boys of North Texas, and they're accused of using social media to recruit people to the group and travel to the Capitol to block the certification of President Joe Biden's election victory. The two funded their trips from Texas with donations, according to court documents. The men faced nearly 20 charges together, ranging from assault with a deadly weapon to conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Both men were arrested Monday. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.
And in more news, New Mexico's average annual temperature is expected to rise about 5 degrees by the middle of the century. New Mexico climate analysts say those hotter temperatures will influence everything from evaporation rates to snowpack. Madison Staten has the details.
Las Cruces is expected to grow even hotter in the coming decades, according to modeling projections that predict future temperatures similar to current conditions in Phoenix, Arizona. State climatologist David Dubois says projections estimate that the annual mean temperature of the city could rise to 71.2 degrees by the end of the century.
We're heading toward a much warmer state, pairing like Phoenix. So that is very concerning. It should be concerning to all of us that our climate is changing and we don't know the future, but that's our possibility and it's highly likely that we're heading in that direction. That's from our modeling.
Those rising temperatures are expected to negatively impact the severity of future droughts. Dubois says rising temperatures will decrease snowpack and increase the evaporation losses of reservoirs.
The increasing temperatures is forcing future droughts to be more severe than the past. You know, we've seen the droughts at least the last 20 years, and we know what those are. You know, we can see those droughts the last 20 years are naturally caused, but we're pushing them a little more severe than they would have already have occurred. Droughts are going to be flavored toward more hotter, more severe drought. And then our snowpack, we're seeing an overall trend decline in the amount of snow in our upper reaches or headwaters, both in the Pecos, the Rio Grande, Cimarron, Colorado as well.
While no clear annual precipitation change is currently predicted, seasonal precipitation patterns are expected to change. Models show that both winter and spring will be drier, leading to a lack of moisture for soil. In contrast, the southwestern quarter of New Mexico is expected to have stronger monsoons in the summer months. Water resources engineer Phil King, who recently retired from the Civil Engineering Department at New Mexico State University, says the more extreme precipitation events can ultimately lead to less aquifer recharge.
Even if we have the same amount of precipitation, it may be concentrated in fewer, more intense precipitation events, which is unfortunate because that leads to more flooding and less aquifer recharge and shorter stream flows and things like that. And because of the temperature rise, even if the precipitation were to stay the same, we would find ourselves in a more arid climate. Stream flows will be dramatically affected. Even if the precipitation doesn't change too awfully much, the runoff that we see in our rivers and recharging our aquifers will be dramatically reduced.
The state of New Mexico is currently developing a 50-year water plan, working on strategies to improve the state's water future. King says he remains hopeful that new solutions will be employed to better adapt to rising temperatures.
This may sound hopeless, but I am actually optimistic about our future. And the reason is because I spent 31 years as an educator training the daughters and sons of New Mexico in exactly water resources engineering. And I have hope that this next generation will do a better job of adapting to this increasingly arid climate than my generation did. You know, we basically exacerbated it. I have hope for the next generation.
The 50-year water plan is expected to be finalized by the end of March. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.